Hitler and religion. It's a very important subject which has not been widely discussed. It's very strange in light of the importance of Hitler as a important leader in modern history. What can we say about Hitler and religion? It's actually quite a hard subject to follow. From what we can analyze from Hitler's speeches in Mein Kampf, Hitler was clearly not an atheist. Hitler believed in God. You could certainly say he was a deist, similar to many of the founding fathers of the United States, though obviously with a different ideology. But the point is that he was very much a deist who believed in fate, believed in God, similar to the Greek philosophers, so on and so forth. The reason that the subject of Hitler and religion is very complicated to study is the issue of the SS and Himmler. Now, Himmler and the SS and other parts of the Nazi government had a very specific agenda to recreate what they saw as German paganism. Now, what that paganism was and what it was not is a subject that we detail somewhat on our report on Himmler and religion. And we're not going to get into all the details there. You can go type in Himmler and religion in Google and our report will show up. The point is that there is probably a dichotomy between Hitler and Himmler, because Hitler is recorded on numerous occasions ridiculing Himmler's attempts to revive paganism. Now, our view is that Hitler's statements need to be taken with a great deal of reservation on that subject in light of Hitler's background in politics. Hitler was a German politician who observed German politics in Austria, particularly in Vienna, with the rise of people such as Karl Luger in Viennese politics before World War I. Both in Vienna and in Bavaria, where Hitler got his start as an active politician, the Catholic Church is of enormous significance. Hitler made the acquaintance of Ludendorff in the world of Munich politics and watched Ludendorff and his wife present a campaign for paganism, hatred of Christianity, and so on. Hitler saw firsthand that even with somebody of Ludendorff's prominence, the acting military dictator of Germany during World War I, it was a political catastrophe of the first order. And Hitler resolved from then on never to be associated with something like that. So Hitler was very sensitive to keep on the good side, so to speak, publicly of the church. So we have not had time to run down all of Hitler's discussions with people where he criticized Himmler. And so we can't really comment definitively, and I'm not sure anybody can. But there's reason to believe that for public relations reasons, Hitler would publicly disavow a lot of what Himmler was doing. The problem with accepting that at face value is that the SS was the core of the Nazi state. And if Hitler did not agree with Himmler, it is incomprehensible to us that he would have allowed Himmler to evolve projects such as the Annenerbe, the castle at Wewelsburg, the whole structure of the SS, the whole structure of the Nordland Press, the whole structure of the propaganda campaign for paganism that Himmler conducted on a very high level through Germany. And the influence of this also went into the Hitlerjugend and the education and so on, with the educating German children about the runes and other things like that. So if Hitler didn't believe in all this stuff, it seems very peculiar that he would set forth a program that supported this stuff. So, but we don't know. It's a very puzzling situation. I mean, when you look at Hitler's discussions of art and culture, Hitler was very influenced by the neoclassical world. He always talks about how that his world isn't the dark mysteries of the cathedrals and stuff like that. No, it's the clear light of ancient Greece, the neoclassical architecture that he created via Albert Speer and so on. What we do know is that Hitler privately despised Christianity and hated Christianity. And some people, there's a phrase in his private conversations that after the war we will deal with the Christianity. I think that needs to be taken with a grain of salt, because Hitler, even after, even assuming Germany won the war, what would he do? Ban Christianity? He would not do that. Hitler was a politician. He would not do something that would plunge Germany into a very divisive struggle. So he would probably do more of what he'd done, which would be to further augment the influence of pagan ideology in the German education system. But I am very skeptical about the argument that he would have abolished Christianity had he won the war. I don't think that's very likely. Hitler was, like all politicians, was more pragmatic than he's been given credit for. And that he, when faced with ideology and practicality, it's not that he didn't have a deep commitment to ideology, he did. But Hitler was shown himself to be extremely flexible. The most extreme example, of course, was the Nazi-Soviet Pact of 1939. So this all has to be taken into consideration. Hitler also greatly admired Islam. He greatly admired Hinduism, of what he interpreted as the racial aspects of Hinduism and so on. But he never really articulated a religious view. This is probably probably somewhat of an accident that he was so busy building, and he certainly was very busy building a totalitarian state and so on, and you know, getting Germany to recover from the catastrophe of the war, the Weimar Republic, and the Depression. It may have also been somewhat deliberate that Hitler didn't want to discuss the issues, because he was determined not to have a confrontation with the church. Indeed, the Catholic Center Party played a very important role in getting the final votes for the passage of the Enabling Act, which basically abolished democracy in Germany. And Hitler made a great deal of effort to remain on good terms with the Catholic Church and so on and so forth. So the answer is we really don't know. And it's something that we will research further. But it may be one of those questions in history that the trail ends in the mists of the past, that there may not be a definitive point of view. But suffice to say that he did believe in God. He did see himself as an agent of God. And he connected that to the system of ideology that he promoted.